This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Wednesday, January 27th, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications and more at the newsroom at WGXC.org. Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that statistics released by the Hudson Police Department this week show that while service calls in the city concerning property crimes and quality of life have decreased, domestic dispute calls sharply increased in 2015. The more than 170% spike in domestic abuse calls from 2013 through 2015 was attributed to a greater willingness on the part of victims to contact law enforcement. But Chief Edward Moore said he believed actual cases of domestic abuse are up. Both Community Action of Greene County and REACH, a crime victims advocacy group, report spikes in domestic abuse during the past year. A spokesperson for Community Action said more than 1,400 hotline calls were made from Columbia and Greene counties during the year. During that time, 61 orders of protection were issued in Columbia County and 70 in Greene. Police define domestic incidents as conflict between two people who are related or in a relationship regardless of age or gender. This category does not include calls for roommate disputes. Read the full story in the Register Star. Bethany Bump is reporting at Capital Confidential that New York teachers are suing the state over new regulations that allow superintendents to impose teacher improvement plans on underperforming teachers without negotiating with them with their union first. The New York State United Teachers and six local unions are listed as plaintiffs in the suit. The Board of Regents and the State Education Department are listed as defendants, along with their teachers, their leaders, Chancellor Merrill Tisch and Commissioner Mary Ellen Eliha. Unions argue that new regulations violate their collective bargaining rights and the state's Taylor Law, which governs public employee contracts and negotiations. That law stipulates that all teacher evaluation and disciplinary procedures must be negotiated. Under the regulations, the state was granted new authority to make corrective action on teacher evaluation plans that had already been negotiated and approved. That is a clear infringement of a binding legal contract, the unions say. Read the full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Philip Grant has these reports.
Arlie Goodnow reports in the Greenville Pioneer that the town of Greenville voted on January 4th to suspend the commercial sale of town water. Board members said they heard complaints about water shortages after commercial trucks brought town water to fill swimming pools and for other uses. Town Supervisor Paul Mako said at a meeting that he believed the New York State Department of Health would soon announce restrictions of the commercial sale of public water. The town of Ghent holds two public hearings at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, January 27th at the Ghent VFW, 2237 Route 66, to consider two proposed laws. One law would eliminate any site plan review for structures for private use in the rural residential agricultural districts in Ghent, and the other would make, and I quote, changes recommended by the Commercial Zoning Review Committee, end quote. Members of the CZRC will go over the proposed changes at the hearing. The meeting is at the Ghent VFW, not the town hall. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on January 25th that the High Valley Farm in Copeg has inked an 800-acre conservation agreement enlarging a major protected forest area in the Taconic Mountains. The agreement between the Nature Conservancy, the Columbia Land Conservancy, New York State, and the property owner, Edgar Masters, conserves the property from future development. The New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation acquired a forever wild easement over 660 acres of the forest land, and the Columbia Land Conservancy acquired an agricultural easement on 140 acres. The total price was $4 million, with the state paying $2.2 million from the Environmental Protection Fund and the Nature Conservancy contributing $1.8 million. The Columbia Land Conservancy will hold and monitor the easement restrictions. High Valley farm owner Edgar Masters said, and I quote, although the property remains privately owned and on the tax rolls, its fields, woodlands, and wildlife are forever protected from development, timber harvesting, and forest fragmentation. Surrounded by the Taconic State Park and the Massachusetts Forest Preserve, the protection of these acres brings full circle to what we began in 1925 when my grandfather gave New York State 38 acres to establish Taconic State Park, end quote. You can read the full press release on the WGXC Newsroom website, newsroom.wgxc.org.
Today is Wednesday, January 27th, 2016, and there are public meetings throughout the WGXC listening area. The Hudson City Schools has their second of three community discussions about their capital projects that will be voted on February 9th. This is at 6 p.m. at the John L. Edwards Primary School Cafeteria in Hudson. In Ghent, there are two public hearings about two local laws relating to zoning in the town of Ghent. That's at 7 p.m., and it's not at Ghent Town Hall. It's at the Ghent VFW at 2237 Route 66 in Ghent. That's at 7 p.m. in Ghent. In Athens, the village board meets at 7 p.m. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Airport Subcommittee is at 4 p.m. Public Works Committee meets at 5 p.m., both at 401 State Street in Hudson. Copake, the Hamlet Revitalization Task Force meeting is at 7 p.m. In Hudson, the Common Council Public Works Committee meeting is at 5:30 p.m. The Legal Committee at 6:15. That's at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson. Hudson also has a Development Corporation meeting at noon at 1 North Front Street. And Philmont has a Village Board workshop meeting. National Weather Service in Albany predicts today should be mostly sunny, although there could be isolated snow showers after 9 a.m. The high should be 37 degrees and a low tonight around 19. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 35. And isolated snow showers are also possible Thursday night with a low around 25. Friday, scattered snow showers continue to be possible, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 34. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, creative community radio.